Man Marv's Notebook for August 21st, Dog Days of Podcasting 2017. So as I'm listening to all the podcasts today, the Dog Days podcast, seems like everybody's talking about the eclipse. And I think I slept through it, or the real eclipse, that is. I know it was supposed to happen pretty early Hawaii time. And I've seen partial eclipses before, and if it's not a total eclipse, it's really not worth making plans to see. So I it's a normal work day for me, but otherwise I haven't even looked online for any good photos of the eclipse. Probably got to do that later on tonight, but it does remind me of the last time there was a total eclipse in Hawaii. I think I was in middle school, maybe elementary school. I know it didn't, the totality path didn't fall exactly over Oahu. I think we only got a 90%. Eclipse that year, and I remember what it was kind of like. Well, at the time I was driving on the road, I think I was on the way to school in the morning, if I remember it right, and I think my dad, who was driving us down, pulled off to the side of the road so that we could take a quick look at it when it got to the peak of the eclipse for us. And I was listening on the radio because the local radio station was doing a special. I'm pretty sure every other radio station kind of did that this time around too. And it could almost feel like what was going on. It was dark, in my childhood memory of it. It was dark enough that you did notice that the sunlight went away. But there wasn't that magical thing that everybody's been talking about. I think Chuck described it as one of his top 10 things in or lifetime events. Yeah, that's something maybe I should put on my bucket list. I'm not sure yet. It's something that would be great if it was easy to get to, but I don't know if I could make a special trip just to go see an eclipse. Because I photographed one, or did I do two, lunar eclipses. Those were kind of interesting, but they're not in the same category as a solar eclipse. And on my bucket list, I still want to see the Northern Lights. And come to think of it, I haven't really filled out the bucket list. I haven't really made a list of anything else I really want to go and see. It's a kind of weird thing for me when it comes to travel. I don't really travel to see places, I travel to meet people. It's more interesting for me that way, but I like to take pictures, so it's kind of weird in that I don't want to go traveling places to take pictures of places. I've never actually been able to figure out why. It says something about what I like to shoot, I guess. But anyway, I think that's good enough for today, so I'll talk to you tomorrow.